It's time for Meet Me at the Diner on WLMA Greenwood. Host Ann Eller is in the studios of Sharp Passes Gallery, WLMA Remote Studios, and guest today is Kendall Adams.
Oh, that's right. It is. Kendall Adams is here. He is a professor at Piedmont Tech, professor out there at Piedmont Tech. He actually is teaching the photography and arts.
Graphic communications specifically.
Graphic communications. And, of course, Kendall has been in Greenwood for many years, although he was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's right.
That's correct.
That's right. And then you grew up, you said, in Charleston.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. And, boy, it is such a pleasure to have you here today. You've been involved in such a cool project. I'm going to call it a cool project. Would you call it cool?
It was very cool. It was enjoyable. It was a unique challenge that I really enjoyed. And the clients at Burton Center, I think, responded well to it.
That's right. We're actually going to be talking about the photography. In fact, it's gotten a lot of good press. It's been in the newspaper. They're actually having their own unveiling tomorrow night at John Holloway Studio, right?
That's correct. There'll be a showing. I think it starts at 6 tomorrow evening. It's at Sundance Galleries over on Maxwell Avenue in John Holloway Studio. Should be a nice little event.
It's going to be a great event, and they are, because I talked to them. In fact, we're going to be hearing some of their clips about what they had to say when I went out to Burton Center to talk to them. But they are all excited about doing this, and it really is, to me, it is amazing how good they turned out. What do you think?
They were exceptional. Without a doubt, each one of them, I think, exceeded not only their expectations of what the program would involve, but it far exceeded my expectations.
Had to be kind of a challenge when you think about doing something like this. I mean, you know, you have students that you teach basic photography all the time. Were there any things that were a little bit different that maybe you had to come up with an idea how to get them to see what a photograph would look like when they actually took the picture?
Yeah, there were several different things that I tried to do to allow them to have more of a visual representation of what we were trying to accomplish. Rather than giving everybody a camera and, you know, asking them to look through the viewfinder, what we did was we created what I called their magic photo frame. And basically, it's very simple. It's a rectangular cutout in a piece of paper that they hold up in front of their eyes. And if they hold it far away, it represents a telephoto type shot. The closer they bring it to their eyes, it represents more of a wide-angle view. And so they had a lot of fun with that. From what I understand, you know, they enjoyed walking around the Burton Center campus for the next day or so, taking their imaginary pictures. But it proved to be very helpful in terms of their pre-visualizing pictures when it came time to actually go out with the camera and take the photos.
That's right. So we're going to be listening to what some of them have to say. But Kendall, you've always kind of been into teaching, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. When I got into photography, I was quite young, and then I got into high school and was on the high school annual staff, the high school newspaper staff. And the more I learned, the more I realized that the instructors that were teaching me really wanted me to continue that and pass along the knowledge. So I've always done that.
Well, that's great. Now, where did you go to college?
I went to Longwood College, which is now Longwood University. That's in Farmville, Virginia. Graduated from there with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Printmaking, Photography, and Graphic Design.
Okay. And, of course, that was originally a teaching school, wasn't it?
It was. It originated as a teacher's school.
That's right. So they all had this bent, but did you ever have any idea of teaching at that time in your life?
At that time, no. To be honest with you, I was like everybody else. I wanted to be an artist and just kind of progressed from there. But like everybody who goes through college, I went through school and had all these grand ideas, and I came out of college and went straight into sales.
Yeah, sales, that'll always feed the buffalo, won't it?
Well, it paid well, and it accomplished what I needed to do, but it didn't take me very long to realize that that's not what I wanted to do. So I began looking for different ways to take my skill set and apply those to a job. So, you know, over time, I always found a way to implement either photography or graphic design into the different things that I did.
Well, I think that's terrific, Kendall. And of course, I know you're enjoying teaching out there at Piedmont Tech.
I have actually enjoyed it very, very much. I've been doing the photography for quite some time, but the opportunity came up to teach several other courses there, and it, the timing was great, and it was a significant opportunity for me, and it's been fun. It's kind of like putting on an old comfortable shirt, because these are things that I've done for a while and know how to do, and the real-world applications that I'm able to give to the students seems to be quite helpful.
It does. I mean, we're going to be talking about this, and let me tell you something. You got to go out there tomorrow evening to Sundance Gallery. That's right, John Holloway's studio over there on Maxwell, and just really look at what they've accomplished and congratulate them for doing such a good job, such a good job. Now, we have a clip from Felton Burton, and of course, I want to tell you, when he walked in the room, the place just lit up. And then I had the pleasure of talking to Felton Burton about this program, and I understand he even got involved and took some pictures.
He very definitely did. I noticed at first he was kind of hanging back, just really watching what the interaction between myself and the clients, and you could tell that he wanted to participate, so I made a point of going up to him and asking him, you know, if he'd like to participate, and originally he said no, but I kind of handed him the camera and I said, here, take a few pictures, and you know, that was about all it took. And Mr. Burton is a wonderful gentleman. He's very easy to talk to, and I think he actually enjoyed it. If you're able to come to the event tomorrow evening, you'll notice on the front cover of the program, there's a picture of the American flag and the South Carolina state flag that Mr. Felton Burton actually took. And it turned out quite well.
Well, let's hear what Felton Burton had to say. We've got a clip on that. Boogie, can we pull that one up?
Ready to go.
Okay, sounds good. How are you doing, Felton?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
What you want me to sing?
We want to sing? God, I thought we'd talk about photography here this morning.
I'll just sit here.
Felton, I understand you had a great time with this program out here. You were actually out there taking pictures with everybody, too.
That's right. I sure did. I made the best picture, I think, of all of them that was made.
So there's a competition going on here, huh? I understand it was one with the flags blowing.
That's right. As you drive on the campus and you look up and see those flags, it we had a lot of compliments on them, and let people know that we're proud of our country and our state, and we think it's a very good addition to help our programs, people understand the importance of what we're doing.
Well, it certainly is important, and I know you've made great strides. What do you think about this photography program that's been going on out here?
Unbelievable. I saw some of the pictures and saw all of the pictures, and I said, these people make pictures better than we can. So, you know, we'll get them to make a lot more pictures, and we can sell. They were great pictures.
They certainly were. In fact, we were talking on the radio this morning. We were talking about, wouldn't it be a great idea to take some of these pictures and get some of the businesses to sponsor them and let the businesses have them in their business?
Sure, it'd be great. It'd be outstanding.
So who would have thought right here in Greenwood, South Carolina at the Burton Center, we would have these master photographers?
It's unbelievable. But when I did see them, I was really pleased and appreciative of what they did and help them be as normal as they can be.
Well, you know, you've done so much. The Toastmasters Club, the other things that have gone out here at the Burton Center. And I understand now, as we all age, we have concerns about aging.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how are we going to deal with all this?
It's something that we're not preparing ourselves for very well, but we need to do that.
So
there are people, you know, that they don't seem to think, but we do get grow old, and they grow old with us, and we need to look at that and probably start another type of a program that will provide a good quality life for them.
That's right. You know, I guess, you know, I was going to say someday I thought you were going to rest.
Was going to rest.
Yes, you know, that R word, retire and have a good time and not worry about this anymore. But it sounds like you're ramping up for another project here, Felton.
Well, we've got a lot of things going. You know, we're working with Lander about the equestrian team and our barns and the places will be operative. by the early fall, because Landry will be working with us on. That's going to be a beautiful experience that maybe we could get on there and ride a horse.
I tell you what, it never ends, does it, Felton?
It never ends. It doesn't. There's something going on all the time. That's what we've tried to do. We have tried to look at the abilities and not the disabilities, and let them understand that too. And it's a great bunch of people you got here.
Certainly is. What do you have to say to Felton here today? What a guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Clap there. Give him a hand here.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Very kind. We're very proud of you. Good. What did y'all think about your pictures? Didn't you love to do that?
Yeah.
And you probably didn't know that you were a photographer, but you really are one, right? Okay, good.
Thank you so much for taking time and talking to me, Felton.
Thank you for coming over here and talking to our very special people. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that was Felton and me talking before I got to talk to everybody here. I think, Boogie, we should hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to some of the clients out there and hearing about just the difficulty of taking good pictures. Oh, that's right. We're here with Kendall Adams. We just heard from Felton. I think he was pretty overcome with what they've been able to accomplish out there. What do you think there, Kendall?
He was excellent the whole time I was there working with the clients. He was very supportive and made sure that anything that we needed was taken care of, and he enjoyed it as much as they did.
Well, that's, he has always been such a fighter. What shall we call it? A fighter. I think a fighter. And, like I said about the resting and relaxing and everything, I don't think that's in his vocabulary.
It's definitely not in his vocabulary. And I really like the saying that he said, let's focus on their abilities, not their disabilities.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, one of his famous ones is what is normal? What is normal? It's a setting on the dryer, right? Yeah, that's
yes.
That's one of Felton's there. And, of course, this exhibit that they're having down there at John Holloway Studio, Sundance Gallery, right there on Maxwell, is called Through Our Eyes. And I tell you what, their eyes are good, aren't they?
They have excellent visions, yes.
Yes. And they were really able to capture some amazing, I thought, amazing pictures.
They were. Each one of them had a different outlook, and we allowed them to select the subject matter of what they wanted to photograph. And once they had told us what they wanted to photograph, then we sat down with them and kind of narrowed the field down a little bit to where when they went out with the camera in hand, they weren't, searching for something to take a picture of. They already had it in their mind, and they had envisioned what they wanted. And for the most part, I think everybody was very successful.
They were. And, what was nice is that y'all actually took them to different places to be able to photograph their desires.
We did. And that's another respect that the Burton Center was extremely accommodating in. There were several that were taken on the Burton Center campus, and then we also had several that wanted to go around town. We even had a group that wanted to go to the river and wear shoals, so off we went. They had a great time.
They certainly did. Now, Sam Neighbors.
Yeah, Sam is a great young man. I enjoyed him particularly because I've really known Sam since he was a young child and watched him grow up and always been around him. And when I went out there, it was, to me, great that he was actually in the photography class that we were putting on. And we actually, when we went out, Sam wanted to do something that related to cars, race cars, that type thing. So we took him to Gary Russ Chevrolet, and he asked specifically to photograph something to do with Chevrolet. So we went out there, and Brad Russ came out, and he was great. He and Sam struck up a little conversation about, his activities at the high school as well as his love of racing.
Because he helps coach out there, right?
He does. You'll always see Sam on the sidelines at any of the games. And they got to talking about racing and his favorite race car drivers, and he was quite talkative. They spent a good 5-10 minutes talking to each other about this, and Brad was asking him about, what did he want to take a picture of, and so they talked a little bit about that. And then Sam took 10 or 15 pictures out there, and he did great. I think when you look at his photographs at the show, you'll see that he had a kind of a neat look or way of looking at what he saw.
So. You know, I think that is so interesting, though, because so many times we think, take a picture of a car. Okay, here's a picture of the whole car. Sam actually concentrated on the grill.
Well, he thought the Chevy logo was particularly interesting. And when he got out there, I noticed he gravitated over to one of the newer Cadillacs on the lot. And
like any smart guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good-looking car. It was a CTS, if I'm not mistaken. But he was particularly intrigued with the grill treatments on both of those cars, and that's what he took pictures of. And they really turned out quite well.
Yeah, they're very artful. They're very artful.
Extremely.
That's right. So anyways, we're going to have a clip here from Joseph Wilson, okay, and Marianne Blanton, and Jessica Kidd, and Ashley Bond, and it's me talking to them. This was out at Burton Center a couple of weeks ago, and we have put this together. We certainly are going to just let it roll and let everybody enjoy it, and we're probably, Boogie, going to have to bypass the news because this stuff is just so good that you're going to want to hear every word of it. So you stay tuned. We're going to listen to clip number 2, and it starts off with Joseph Wilson. So can we play that one now, Boogie?
Ready to go.
All right.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Joseph. Joseph.
And what's your last name, Joseph?
Joseph Wilson.
Joseph Wilson.
Yes.
Now, Joseph Wilson, how did you find this program of taking pictures?
It's about motorcycle. Yes.
Yes, okay.
It's motorcycle.
Motorcycle. Oh, you like the motorcycle.
Yes.
Did you take pictures of motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles. And
cars.
And cars?
Cars.
Anything that moves, huh?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, do they let you drive?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Now, do you, why did you decide you wanted to take pictures of motorcycles?
It's good.
It's good.
Yes.
Yes. All right. And how about you? Are you going to continue with this photography class and learning more?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yes.
That's great. Now, do you work out here at Burton Center?
I do cameras.
You do cameras?
Yes.
That's great. You do Velux? Oh, okay, great. Okay. Taking pictures?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, that's great. All right. Now, who else is going to tell me about this experience here? Who else wants to tell me about
Marianne.
Marianne.
You forgot me.
I didn't forget you. I was just getting to you, Marianne. So this is your picture right here?
I do churches. I do my church, our church.
And what church is that?
South Main.
South Main. Well, that's a beautiful picture that you took. What made you want to take pictures of churches?
A church. I just want to do that and went to the Chevrolet place where Brad works and I didn't get out, but I looked at them. And one time, Mama and Daddy wanted me to get out and look at Chevrolets, look at cars.
Cars, right.
Cars, some other kind of cars.
Now, did you have any problem ever getting any good pictures? Did you have any problems?
Mm-hmm. I had to get out at our church, South Main.
Yeah. I think, you know, the thing that impressed me about this was your subject matter.
And Sunday school. We were supposed to take pictures of. We didn't get to Sunday school rooms, but we did just the church.
That's great. Now, have you had any other ideas of other churches you'd like to go to?
Mm-hmm. I do. Well, we used to have one in Orangeburg too.
Is that where you're from?
That was what we used to be from. We're not there anymore. My mama said.
That's right. You're in Greenwood, South Carolina, aren't you?
She said because she liked Greenwood and then Orangeburg. So I didn't like Orangeburg, so I like Greenwood better.
Now,
I go to Lake Murray, then I went to Camp Joy.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, what do you think? How long have you been here in Greenwood? Has it been a long time?
It's been a long, long time.
Long, long time. And what do you think of the Burton Center and all the things that go on here?
It's fun here.
It's fun. Really makes you...
Burton Center's fine with me.
Fine with you. Well, that's great.
But I liked it.
Yeah, well.
I've been here, I've been at camp 12 years, and I've been here about 10 years.
Wow. It's a nice facility that y'all.
I like it right here.
You like it right here. Well, we like having y'all here.
I love Burton Center.
Yeah, it's a great place,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
It's close.
It's close. That's true.
I live on North Street.
Okay.
Just like everybody else.
She lives just like everybody else. That's right. You know, that is the wonderful thing about what Burton Center has done. It's made it so that you have lives, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true. All right. Now, who else is going to talk to me here today?
My mom and daddy.
Okay. All right. Now, I know your mom. Your mom is Linda Kidd.
Yes, it is.
And I'm here with Jessica, aren't I? Mm-hmm. All right, Jessica. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Fine. You know, I heard your Toastmaster speech last year.
Did you?
Yeah, I was actually here when that was going on. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did a great job on that. Are you still part of Toastmasters?
I decided I'm going to quit.
You're going to quit Toastmasters?
Mm-hmm.
You want to take up photography?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you, how was this program for you? Did you enjoy taking and learning about taking pictures?
Yes, I did.
What is your picture that's in the display?
I took pictures of flowers at Lander.
Oh, that pretty yellow flower is yours.
Yeah.
Jessica, that is a beautiful picture.
Now,
one of the things I understand that Kendall worked with on you, with all of you, is that you have to get down to the level of the picture, right?
Yeah.
Was that a difficult?
It was difficult for me.
Yeah. You thought you just got to be able to stand there and shoot the picture, right?
Yeah.
It's all about getting in that different direction, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to ask a question. What do you think it's going to be like next Friday to be down there with all your pictures on display and people coming through? How do you think that's going to be, Jessica?
It's going to be good. Our family see our pictures and everybody else see them, too.
You're going to be able to show off, aren't you? That's right. You know, I think for a first class, you know, just taking, and you really didn't take it that long, that your pictures are tremendous. They really are tremendous. Y'all are to be very commended for the good job that you did here. So isn't it great that Burton Center is able to do this?
Yes, they are.
That's right. So are we going to start a photography club out here, Jessica?
I think we are.
We are. Okay, that sounds great. Excellent. I think it would be a great idea. Hey, how about who's going to take pictures of Burton Center, of all the things going on out here? You guys will be able to take the pictures. Whoa, look at the show of hands here. One, two. Everybody wants to take pictures of what's going on at Burton Center. You don't have to have professionals coming in. We've got professionals right here. Huh? Okay. All right. Now, who's your best friend right here?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, how are you doing today? Oh, very nice to meet you. Ashley, what's your last name?
Ashley Hope Bond.
Okay, Ashley. And what was your specialty in these pictures?
I got flowers.
Flowers? You did flowers too?
And my friend was Ethel.
Oh, okay. Well, gee, that's great. Now, this has been a good experience for you too, huh?
Yes.
What do you think about the Burton Center being able to bring this program here?
No, fun.
Fun. That's just one word, isn't there, group?
Yeah.
Fun. All right. Are you going to want to continue doing this?
Yes.
Yes. Who's asking for a camera for Christmas next year, huh? Is everybody at? Oh, look at this. Everybody wants to have their own camera here next year. We've already got the Christmas list going, and it's only January. What do you think about that, Jessica?
I think so, too.
All right. Well, everybody's going to be getting a camera for Christmas. What do you think there, Kendall? What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. They actually had some good ideas and I think some talent. I think putting the right tools in their hand will give them a great way to go.
You know, one of the things that I think, though, is they did have great cameras to work with.
Absolutely. They were working with a Fuji camera and they're quite capable cameras, and it was, you know, actually one of the cameras that I use quite frequently. So, you know, they took it, and it did a great job for them.
They were, and they were digital. Most of them, they were all digital?
Everything that we did was digital.
Okay. What do you think about trying to get them to get the right angles and everything? Like Jessica said, it's difficult to get down to that picture.
Well, sometimes they had a little problem getting, shall we say, down to the ground in order to take the pictures they wanted to take.
Uh-huh.
But fortunately, the piece of equipment that we chose to work with has a screen that can be tilted up or at an angle, and it allowed them just basically to bend over and position the camera closer to the ground.
Well, that's great. Now, we have had several calls. I mean, Wes McAllister just called. He says he wants to contact you or have the school rep from John Dillahowe contact you. This would be great for their students over there.
That would be wonderful. I'd entertain talking to anybody about conducting this type of program. I think being able to, you know, to share photography with everybody is very important.
Well, it is, and it just gives them such a good visual. We had a call from Betty Jean Mead. She said, if you like, you can bring your students up to the drag racetrack. Ooh, how about that?
I think I'd enjoy that, too.
Can I come along and do this, too?
Absolutely.
They said they will feed them and introduce the drivers. They also sponsor car shows, and they would be glad to feature them. How about that, Kendall?
That would be wonderful.
I know Sam would enjoy that.
Sam would have a blast there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So listen, I tell you what, let's hear a word from our sponsors. We kind of talked through the news, but hey, that's okay. This is a very, very special Meet Me at the Diner with the Burton clients and Kendall Adams and, of course, me and Eller right here on WLMA 1350 AM. So don't go away. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors and be right back.
All the action from the opening tip to the final buzzer. Listen to WLMA 1350 for Carolina Gamecock Basketball broadcasting live. Coach Horn wants you to tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Carolina Calls with Coach Horn as he takes your calls and answers your fan questions live on the air, right here on your source for Gamecock sports in the Lakelands, WLMA 1350 AM, your Gamecock connection. Back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller at Sharp Bassist Gallery, live today with Kendall Adams in studio, our guest.
Hey, Boogie, what do you think about all this?
Hey, I'm glad you put this program together. It really sounds good.
It does.
Good to hear from their perspective on this.
Absolutely. It's always good to get a different perspective, isn't it, Kendall?
It's wonderful, and I think photography offers the opportunity for people to show their perspective through their unique vision.
That's right. Now, of course, we've had several calls come in here. Jan Neely, one of our longtime listeners. Jan has always been very supportive of WLMA. And she says, this just sounds so wonderful. You should make a presentation to give talks about what happened. And then she said, God bless Felton Burton. And I think everybody would agree for that. God bless him. And thank you for a nice radio. What a nice warm... I was going to say warm fuzzy. That's not what she said. But warm story here that we've got going here today. And it is. And, you know, every time I get to go out to Burton Center and record and talk to them, it just makes you feel good afterwards, doesn't it? I mean, I just love it. How about you, Kendall? What did you feel after teaching them? You know, what did you walk away with this?
It was extremely rewarding for me. It gave me an opportunity to, I think, give back a little bit to the community and especially these clients. The people there at the Burton Center are wonderful, and like Mr. Burton said, you know, focus on their abilities, not their disabilities, and anything that we can do to make their lives normal and better is always going to be great.
That's right. So you probably have gained some new perspectives of your own, haven't you, Kendall?
Well, actually, you can learn if you listen, and I do tend to listen sometimes, and having the experience of talking with them, it didn't take me very long at all to realize that, you know, they've got some pretty good ideas, and I looked at it as my task to help them interpret those ideas visually. Several of them, especially when we were talking about unique angles and presentation and getting down on the same level as your subject, you know, if you're photographing a puppy, then, you know, don't stand up and shoot the puppy. Get down there with the puppy. Same thing with the child. And you always want to try and find a unique viewpoint of anything that you take a picture of. So one of the young men we were working with.
James, right?
James.
James Cowan. You're going to hear from him in a minute.
Yeah,
go ahead.
James was a lot of fun to work with. He wanted to take some pictures of his friends playing basketball. So, you know, Burton Center fortunately has a little area for basketball as well as baseball and softball. So we walked out, and we were walking around looking, and he was taking pictures of his buddy shooting pictures, or shooting baskets, excuse me. And I noticed that he wasn't getting what he wanted and maybe a little frustrated, so we stopped and we were talking for a minute. And I said, well, really, what do you want? And he says, well, I'd kind of like to have, you know, a picture of the ball going into the basket. I said, okay. I said, what are the different ways you can look at it? Well, he looked at me for a minute and he says, well, you know, I can shoot it from here or here. And I says, well, what if you could shoot it from underneath? And, you know, you could kind of see a little bit of a flicker of a light bulb there. And I said, okay, go over there and lay on your back under the basket and take your picture. And he looked at me like I had four eyes. But he did it, and the picture turned out amazing. And he got up from doing that, and we were talking. And I said, look further than what you see in front of you, James. I said, I know that's hard to understand, but a good for instance. And his buddy was over there dribbling the basketball, and I said, what do you see when you look over there? And he really didn't understand what I said. And I says, well, look at the different things you see in the picture. I said, you see your buddy with the basketball, and you see the basketball bouncing. I said, but what's that other thing on the ground over there? And, you know, it turned out to be the shadow from that the sun was casting on his friend. So what we did was we positioned him where he could take a picture of the shadow looking like it was dribbling the basketball. And it's an excellent photograph. You know, I'd be proud to say that I took that one myself.
But James took it.
James took it. All of the clients took their own pictures. To me, that was very important to make sure that they actually took the pictures. And all we did was try and help them.
So this we've got a clip. In fact, we've got James Cowan, Taylor Hall, who says he took the best picture, and Latoya Wideman, and then James and Taylor speak again here. So we're going to hear that clip and hear what they have to say. We're probably going to run over here, Boogie, so we're just going to keep letting it roll here today because it's much more interesting than the news. So let's hear what James and Taylor and Latoya and then that James and Taylor speak again have to say.
Well, now, we've been talking, we've been listening to Felton, and he's been so impressed with what y'all have done. Can somebody tell me what it was like when you first held the camera in your hand? Who wants to tell me? Okay, all right, we'll start with you. And your name is?
My name is James Cowan.
James Cowan, okay.
It felt really good. It was very, you know, how can I put this? It felt good to me to hold the camera.
I know. I understand that you did the picture with the basketball and the shadow. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you come up with that idea?
I love sports.
You love sports?
Yes, ma'am.
So did you have to do anything with the idea of it being an action photo like that?
I didn't have a question in my mind what I really wanted to do. Uh-huh. So I picked basketball because, you know, I'm a superstar playing basketball.
Superstar playing basketball. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, what type of pictures would you like to take in the future, James?
Maybe some models or...
Models?
Yeah.
Like women?
Yeah, I like women.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Really fun.
Well, that would be great. Now, I understand there's talk of actually starting a photography club out here. Is that something you'd be interested in?
I would love it.
You would love it?
Yes, yeah.
Ma'am. Had you ever held a camera in your hand before this?
Yes, ma'am.
You had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I took a picture. I went to the floor. I took a lot of pictures and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Of buildings and how people working in the community and stuff. You know, stuff like that.
That's good. So this actually added to your experience of being a photographer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, do you work? What do you do?
I sort cameras.
You sort cameras for Fuji, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So you work here, and what other activities are you involved in?
That's about it. I love to work, you know.
Love to work. Hey, that's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, it means money, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk some more. Now, who else would like to tell me about their first experience with the camera? Yes, I know you. Your name is Taylor Hall, and I've seen you out there with Miracle League, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Taylor, how has this experience been for you?
I love doing photos, but it's gonna be hard when you take the pictures and they don't turn out right. That's the hardest part.
You can be kind of disappointed because you can't always repeat it, can you?
No, you can't. But it does. You do good, but it's just you have to watch when you click because you don't know what picture you're taking.
And it's kind of, you know, I think everybody has that problem. You think you got a great shot set up, right?
Right.
And then?
And then when you get the shot.
Yes.
It don't look right on the paper. That's what it is.
So had you taken pictures before this?
I went to the park.
To the park.
And took two pictures of ducks.
Oh, some of the duck pictures.
Yes.
Those were hard to do because they were moving, weren't they?
Yes.
Did you get some good ones?
I got two good ones, and I think they might be the best ones of all.
Okay, so it's a competition between you and Mr. Burton, right?
Well, no. Mine might be put in the Festival of Flowers.
Wow. Wow. That is tremendous. Now, Kendall taught you how to take pictures, right? Kendall Adams?
Yes, he did.
Now, how was that to learn all about this?
I think I could do it.
You think you could do it? You're going to keep doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to stay in the club, I think.
You're going to stay in the club? That's great. Now, Miracle League will be starting up in a couple months, won't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your mom going to be one of the coaches this year?
We're doing concession this year.
Concession?
Yes, we're not going to be in the game.
Okay. Are you selling anything out there?
I think we're going to sell donuts and coffee and hot chocolate this year.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, I'm looking forward to the start of going out there and playing ball and seeing everybody play. Now, who else would like to tell me about their experience? Okay. And your name is?
Latoya Wideman.
Natoya Wideman. And how are you doing today, Natoya?
Fine.
Now, how did you find this whole program?
I find it really good because I took photograph of a leaf.
Of the leaves? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you take that shot of the looking up into the trees?
Yes.
I like that one. I like the clouds and everything and the leaves and everything. How did you come up with that idea to take pictures like that?
That man teach me how to take a picture, so I know how to take a picture.
But what gave you the idea to take pictures of leaves?
With a picture cam.
Okay, you just shot and just said, here it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Would you like to be able to continue learning more about photography?
Yes.
Now, I just want to ask a question. I was thinking about this last night as I was looking at the pictures and everything. You know, the next step in this is being able to put them on the computer and fix them. Would you like to learn how to do that?
Yes.
So then you could really have some fun with them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great.
Well, there you go. They did have a good time. What'd you think of all of that, Kendall, what they had to say?
Yeah, I thought they did a great job taking the pictures and also expressing themselves about, you know, their participation in the program.
Yeah, they did. Well, I tell you what, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors when we come back. If you've got a question for Kendall, go ahead and give us a call, 229-6613. You can give us a call. We've gotten some calls. But if you'd like to call, don't hesitate to do it. We're going to talk a little about Piedmont Tech, and then we've got a wind-up conversation with Louise Robinson and Catherine Smith. So you keep it right here on WLMA 1350 AM.
Meet Me at the Diner continues on 1350 AM WLMA with host Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right.
Kendall Adams.
That's right. We're here with Kendall. We've been listening to what the Burton clients had to say about this photography experience. And really, we need to let people know how this program came about and who actually sponsored it, Kendall.
Well, Catherine Smith with the Burton Center, she came to me and asked if I'd be interested in participating in this program. And to me, it sounded like a wonderful opportunity, so I jumped at it. And it took several months to pull together. There was a grant process that Catherine had to go through, and it ended up where she was able to get support from the South Carolina Commission for the Arts as well as the National Endowment for the Arts. I believe the primary sponsor was VSA Arts of South Carolina. And when she pulled all this together, you know, we were making arrangements for timing and making sure that we had enough participation, getting cameras available for the clients, and she did an awful lot of work pulling this together, and you know, that's to her credit, because I think it's going to turn into an amazing program over time.
And it's the first one that's been done like this, I believe.
It is the first one that's been done like this, and you know, my hopes would be that we're able to take and expand it into other areas as well, but also into other facilities.
That's right. Now, also, let's see, one, wasn't it Digestive Diseases that helped out with matching some funds up on this?
The folks at Digestive Disease Group are great, and they stepped up to the plate and offered their sponsorship for the program. In addition to that, John Holloway, who's been a friend of mine for years, you know, he's offered his facility, and it's a wonderful gallery. If you've never been, you need to go.
That's right. That's over there tomorrow night. I mean, I hope we have piqued your interest and make you go out there tomorrow evening to Sundance Gallery, which is John Holloway Gallery's studio right there on Maxwell. Go out there between 6 and 8:30. They're going to be there. They want to talk. They want to tell their story. And they are so excited to have their own show right there at John Holloway's studio there on Maxwell. So make sure you go out there. Make sure they're going to have pictures. They've got a program. They've got the whole thing going, and you don't want to miss it because it's part of the First Friday program right here in Greenwood. So we have two more clips that we have Louise Robinson, who is the program director, I believe, out there. And, of course, Catherine Smith's going to tell us a little bit about how she put this program together. And then when we come back, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about Piedmont Tech, what you do out there, and how people can get some information from you when they want to be part of what's going on. So let's hear what Louise Robinson, and then we'll hear Catherine. So keep it right here on WLMA.
Now, Louise, I got to talk to you for a second. Louise, what's your last name?
I'm Louise Robinson.
Louise Robinson. Now, what do you do out here at Burton Center?
Well, I'm the day program director. I coordinate all the different activities for the consumers as well as just have fun with them. This is all about having fun and about love. We lead with love here.
You can definitely tell everybody believes it because everybody tells you what a great place it is out here.
It is a wonderful place, and we have great staff that believe and that share their extra is more than just a job. Because like with our scrapbook club, with our Toastmasters, we have staff that volunteer because they have interest in it to help and share, and that's what it's all about. And also people from the community who come and volunteer and show us and spend time with them, and that means a lot. That means love, and we just have love here at the Burton Center.
Well, you had quite a group that took, now we don't have the whole group, but you had quite a group that signed up and were part of this program.
Right. We sent out an assessment about 2 years ago wanting to find out the different things that our consumers were interested in because, you know, if you're not interested in making cakes or interested, you're not going to show interest, just like you and I.
Right.
You know, so we sent out an assessment and let the families and let the consumers decide what they were interested in. And we had a lot of interest in the photography club. And we're just thankful to Ms. Catherine and Ms. Rochelda who worked with the photographer, with the consumers and getting this club up and going, and we just hope that it continues on and that they start taking pictures for our newsletter that we have out here. So we're excited about it just excited about Burton Center.
Well, I think that's great. It certainly shows. And Catherine, now next Friday, right? Next Friday is First Friday. That's going to be what, February?
February 6th.
And that's going to be the grand opening of the photography exhibit.
At John Holloway Studio from 6 until 8:30. We hope everyone will drop in and just introduce yourselves and meet these wonderful photographers.
Hey, I think that's great. Now, we'll also put this as a podcast on our website at WLMA so they can even go on the computer and they'll be able to hear it once we air it. But you were able to get a grant.
Right. We do really thank and we appreciate the opportunity, the South Carolina Arts Commission and the VSA South Carolina Arts. It's vision, strength, and access. That is to show that the abilities, like you were saying, they have abilities, not disabilities. So that's the ability side of the South Carolina Arts Commission. Without that, this would not have happened. So we really do appreciate the grant. And the Digestive Disease Group matched the grant. So we thank them.
That's good to know. We have positive reinforcement here, and great that they came on board and were able to match it.
They matched it, so it is going to happen, and that's the best thing for this group.
Thanks so much, Catherine. Thank you so much for coming out here today, and I'm very proud to have been able to come out here and interview y'all, so thank you very much.
Well, there you go. They had a good time. I had a good time out here, and it's just been an amazing experience. Kendall, it's been so good to have you out here today to be able to talk to us. Now, in about 20 seconds, I'm going to have to give an ID, but you're out at Piedmont Tech full-time now.
Yes.
And people have been calling and saying they didn't know all this was going on with the photography and everything. Really, they've always had the photography, but they've actually expanded some of the things they're doing out there, too.
There's a lot more available at Piedmont Tech than I think the Greenwood residents realize. The program is well-rounded, and it does have certificates and associate's degrees available. It's graphic communications, seminars in graphic reproduction, art history, art appreciation, marketing. Photography is 1, 2, and 3. There's illustration.
Can somebody go to work after they've taken these courses?
That is the goal.
That is the goal. That's right. So you certainly can. Hey, this is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station. Now, Kendall, if someone would like to get a hold of you, how would they go about getting a hold of you?
If they wanted to email me, they could email me at adams.k@ptc.edu.
How about a telephone number, since a lot of our people just like to pick up the phone?
Telephone number at Piedmont Tech would be 941-8474. And anybody that's interested in contacting me outside of that can go to my website, which is kendalladams.com.
That's right. So if you'd like more information about this, you know, Kendall's been involved in how long have you been doing this, Kendall? Long time, huh?
Yeah, long time.
Long time.
I've been doing photography actively since I was about 14.
Right.
So that, at this point, is a very long time.
It's a very long time. That's right. And you're going to be doing it a whole lot more. You know, we had calls. I said Jan Neely called. She said, God bless Felton. Thank you for such a nice radio and a warm show. There's going to be classes coming up. Now, you are in second semester here.
We try and arrange the classes at Tech to where it allows the students to be able to accomplish what they need, usually within one semester or two in a rolling type pattern. So if it's not available this semester, they should be able to take it the next semester, so it won't extend their time
too long. Well, that's the beauty of Piedmont Tech. They want you to get out and start making money.
They do, and it's a great school, and they do everything that can be done to support the students.
That's right. And, of course, there's the website for Piedmont Technical College that has all the information. Now, is this under which part of Piedmont Tech? Is this under continuing ed or under the regular programming?
Well, you can actually enroll through either program. The photography program, I think, can be enrolled through either. I think it's engineering technologies in terms of the technical designation where these programs lie, but it's very easy to get to. You can do a search on the website, or you can get one of the Piedmont Tech catalogs, or if you just, you know, want to talk to somebody about it, you can just call the school, and they'll put you in touch with one of two or three people that can help you with it.
That's great. So this has been a great collaboration here. Great that the arts came on board here, gave the grant, gave you the opportunity to be able to work with some very special clients here. Make sure tomorrow evening that you go to John Holloway's studio right there on Maxwell. See them. See what they've done. If you haven't seen the newspapers, if you haven't seen the websites where they're posted, you got to go see them in person. And actually, it's better to see it in person than any other place, isn't it, Kendall?
Seeing it in person, it makes a difference. It really does, particularly when you have the benefit of having the photographers there with you. Just interacting with them is special. And when you see the excitement when they talk about their own work, it really makes it all worthwhile.
That's right. It's through our eyes. That's right. It's going to be tomorrow evening. Check it out. Thanks so much for taking time from your schedule here, Kendall. I know you had to rearrange things to be here, but thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
All right. This is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands Newscast Radio Station. We're done for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow, where my very special guest is Stacy Robinson. That's right. He's back in town for a free concert on First Friday, so don't miss it. Again, this is WLMA 1350 AM. Bye-bye.